Kum Lenin Ablakim Motor, we're up to from Zayin Omer Aleph. We're up to Gufa, the first wide line. Basically, Rav said that if a child, a young child, who doesn't understand what Avodah Zarah is, touches wine, it becomes Yayin Nesech only as far as drinking, but not as far as Isur Hanah. And we wanted to say the same thing, that maybe we'll follow the opinion that says that if it's out Kavonah, like you take a stick from a tree, it's only Usur drinking, not Usur Hanah. Gufa, let's analyze what Rav said. Omar Rav said, Tinuk ben Yayim, a child that's a day old, Yayin Nesech, already is able to make, he touches on your wine, is Yayin Nesech, but only in Osir drinking, not Osir Bahano. Eisvei Rav Simi Barchil Rav, Rav Simi Barchil Rav, Rav, it says, Halakeach Avodim, if somebody buys an Eved, Mino Oyvich Chodim, from a Goyish owner, Shemolui, the guy is going through the process of, Eved, Kanani has to go through the process of conversion. So he mallowed himself a late tovle, but didn't yet finish the procedure, didn't tovle. V'chein b'nei ha-shvoches. The same thing applies. The son of a shivcha, Shemolui. Now, what's the difference of shivcha? Because this child is being raised in a Jewish home. And Molui, and the child is gemalad b'vilei tovli. He didn't yet properly make him. Ayid is roikon midrasan. Their saliva and anything they step on. Bishuk, since in the marketplace is tame, even though it's in the marketplace, it's tame. We generally have a rule, suffix, tumishus rabim is tame, but there's no suffix here. They're vada tame. But there's another opinion that says no, that out, that they are, since they already mallowed themselves, even though they didn't yet go to mikveh, they're no longer considered full goyim, and therefore, tired, whatever they touch is tired. Their saliva is tired. Yeinon. What about if they touch wine? Gidolim, if they're adults, oisim yayin nesach. Tanim, if they're young, ain't oisim yayin nesach. So what does he clue from here? That a youngster does not produce yayin nesach. He's a kasha rab. Rav said that a tinuk ben yoimai touches wine is yayin nesach, but it's mutabah no. Here it seems that you let him drink it. And then the brass continues, spells out, ve'elu hang doilim ve'elu tanim. What's the definition of a god lower cotton? Gidolim is... Yoidin b'tiv avayi chavim shaygdayim means that they know exactly what avayi chavim is musham sheh, and ketanim ainon yoidin b'tiv avayi chavim musham sheh, and ketanim means they don't know. So ketanim doesn't necessarily mean by age. Ketanim can mean, as the Shulchan Aruch is clearly based on the Shoinim, that today all goyim are like ketanim because they don't understand avayi zora. They're just following meaning of a say hen be your day hen. Tani mi, as it now leads into the question, it says clearly, gedoyli mean only adults, tanim loi, but not youngsters. And Rav said that youngsters also produce yayin esech. Also produce yayin esech, says the Gemara, targmo avnei yishvachas. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood when it says over there that v'chein, when it says over there, the difference between tanim and gedoylim, is not talking about Eved Kanani or Goy. We're talking about them, the sons of Shvachas that grew up in a Jewish home. And therefore, because they grew up in a Jewish home, there the din is that a cotton is all right and another not. But when it comes to a goy, makes absolutely no difference. Mol v'loy tovel makes no difference a gadol or cotton. That means Rav will be right that even a cotton makes it yayin nesach. Says the Gemara,
in order for him to even be tevil, doesn't he really have to demonstrate that he's aware and he knows and understands where the Zohar is?
No. We force them. Remember, Avodim. This is Avodim.
Without any love, without understanding.
Unless they protest, we go through it. Yeah, that's the Chiddush of Eved Kanani. We're given 12 months and then we throw them out. Gemara says, well, I was talking about Abnei Shvachas. Oh, Abnei Shvachas. Freddy Gemara, what do you mean, talking about Abnei Shvachas? It says, V'chein. So it seems that they have the same dinim, Sai Shvachas, Sai Regla Vodi, V'chein Ka'amar. Says the Gemara, the V'chein is referring to Aroikon U'Midrasan. We're talking to over here that Roik and Midris, that the V'chein is Abnei Shvachas, also their saliva becomes tummy. However, the wine is not the same din. By an Eved Kanani makes no difference what age they are at the tummy. By Shenkein, what do you call it? By Shenkein, by Bnei Shvachas, their wine is not, at least by a cotton. A cotton Bnei Shvachas, we're lenient because they grew up in a Jewish home. So they don't have much Shach Levoy Dezorah. Even though they didn't yet become full-fledged Jews. Says the Gemara, um, Hanichla madama tamei. So this makes sense according to one who says that they are tamei. So v'chein makes sense. That the ben shrocha is the same thing that they are tamei. El madama toy. Mike, remember, if you're telling me that even ever kanani their malad and table their wine is their saliva is toy. What do you mean v'chein maduch and ever kanani his saliva is toy? Surely a ben shrocha his saliva is toy. What's about to say v'chein? No, it comes to teach you. Avodim, forget. Avodim, dum yibne shvachas. V'chein is not taking shvachas to learn from avodim. It's like avodim v'chein shvachas. Ma b'nei shvachas, just like b'nei shvachas. Moli v'loy tavlu. They malad at din tavlu. The oisin yayin nesach. They made nayin nesach. But moli v'tavlu. But if they would have done both. Loy, even though they didn't renounce yet their allegiance to avodim v'zor, if they malad at the tavlu, it's good enough. Af avodim came. No, there were no kabbalas mitzvahs. Avodim, the same thing. We're only talking about malad v'loy tavlu. But if they were malad and tavlu, then by avodim, different than a goy. A goy, you have to wait till the kabbalas mitzvahs. But by avodim, we're lenient and we say the wine is not yayin nesach. Yeah. No father.
Well, you don't know who the father is.
It doesn't make a difference who the father is. There's no yichas.
So she's a his son has to go through.
Depends if she went to the mikveh while she was pregnant, or she went to the mikveh after he gave birth to him. So much he went to mikveh after he gave birth to him. Says the Gemara, and what's the chiddush? La fuki medram nachem b'shmul. This comes in the gate of pinyan. Nachem b'shmul, nachem b'shmul. Halakeach avodim levigachavim. Nachman on b'shmul says, if you buy an eved, afapi shemoli v'tavle. Even he went through those two steps. Nevertheless, it's still yayin nesach. Why? Oisi yayin nesach. Ache tishke avodis gachav mepim. They should stop talking. They have to renounce their allegiance to avodah zara. Actually, it's even more than that. They should stop saying, you know. Yes, talk about the Getschke helped them out here and there. Kamash Malon comes to tell you, you know. Our Braisa argues with Nachman, our Braisa holds. So, really, a cotton, even though a cotton has no kavona, still makes his yayin nesach, which is mutter bahano. But it's still osir. It's still yayin nesach. And over here, when making a difference, the cotton, the godel is talking about only by Bnei Shivcha, because they grew up in a Jewish home. And they mallet in their different tables, so therefore, in a Jewish home, the cotton is more lenient with, because there's no, you know, no intention of at all of Ayyazor, no gzeda. And when it says of Ivechein, is referring to that both of them, if they did mallet and they did tevil, no problems anymore. It doesn't matter whether Tishke Asher v'chom or not. Okay, the Gufa. Gufa, let's understand. I'm not going to be small. Halakecha, what do we have? You buy a goy. If I and ever can any from a goy, afapi shemoli vitavli, oisin yayin nesach, they still make yayin nesach, ad shetishke avoidas kechavim epiyim. Until completely they remove avoidas from their mouths. Bekama, how long do we give them? Amishra Levi, ad shnevet chay, it takes roughly about 12 months of living like a yid, where they slowly forget their allegiances to avoidas on it. Eitzvei Rabba Ram Nachman. So Rabba is going to ask Ram Nachman from the same braisa. It says, if you buy a goy from a goyish owner, he started through the process of gaitis, only did mila, not tvila. The same thing applies to Bnei HaShvach, is we're over there, they're living in the Jewish house, and this child was born into a Jewish house. They started the process, but the fact is they didn't yet mala, they didn't table, so they're not Jews. Reikon umidris on their saliva, and whatever they step on, b'shuk in the marketplace. So even in the marketplace where generally we say sfeikas are toy, here it's tummy because that is suffix. But Amr has another opinion that says that they are toy. Let's just do Rashi on the page. Bishuk, afilu bishuk, even the marketplace. She ain't yulcheda in the marketplace where makel suffix tumis rabbi is toy. Here there's no problem. She ain't tumos and suffix. There's no suffix here. El tumos and vadois. It's definitely tummy because they're not Jews yet. This thing that a goy is metame is midrabanan. She goes roychavim. She kizov the v'rei. We want to keep our distance, so we treat them like a zov in every word. The amli l'toy. The others will say that they malad that they didn't tevil whatever they touches toy. The malu v'le tov. Why? What's the svara? The malu v'le tov. They should stop in middle of the process. Milsud l'shkichu. Usually, if somebody goes to gaiters, they do mila and tefillah straight away. In succession. So they have an interim period where nothing happened, is not shkiach, and therefore will the gozer alai, when gozer. Then the Gebrais, back to the Gemara, the Gebrais continues. Yeina, but what about their wine? Gedolim, if they're adults, oisin yayin nesach, it's proper yayin nesach. Tanim, and children, ain oisin yayin, they don't make yayin nesach. We asked a question from this and Rav already explained that that this yeinon is only talking about limited to b'nei shvachas, not to avodim. And the Vechein is referring to something else to tell you that even though they malad and they were tevil, If they were malad and they were teivel, then there's no longer any issues. But let's. But Rav Nachman can learn that way. So let's see how Rav Nachman learns. Elu hengidaylim. What's considered godul? The elu hengitani gidaylim she yaidim beti v'chol. Gidaylim means they know our way to Zora. Umisham she and all its accessories and all those servants. Abiktanim. What's ktanim? She ain't yaidim beti v'chol misham she. Ktanim is what do we learn. However, malu v'loy tavlu. It says clearly here they malad. They weren't teivel. That's when we say that the yain is yain nesach. His mashma clearly. What about if they were teivel? With no longer problem yain nesach. Doesn't that show that we don't need shtashakeya shema avodas gachavim, that they don't have to have that extra step? Molly bia molly v'loy tavli in davke they didn't travel molly v'tavli loy. Says you might know. Targum, I'll answer you. Abnei shvachas. That this din over here of gdolim and ktanim and molly v'loy tavli is only talking about bnei shvachas. That their wine, this that we say that they're yeinon, when it says in the end of the Braisa, yeinon, their wine, we're talking about bnei shvachas, which is a different category altogether because he grew up in a Yiddish house. But when it comes to avodim, even if molly v'latavli, or even molly v'latavli, it's liyayin esach until they forget, until 12 months expire, and they totally disassociate themselves from avodah zarah.
These bnei shvachas that grew up in the Jewish house,
yeah.
Once they're born,
yeah. Of course they do. They're goyim. Of course, they're goyim. You want to
become
Eid? What does it have to do with anything? So what? We're not allowed to have a goy living in your house. The Torah wants you either they become Jewish or you throw them out. The only way to become Jewish is through mikveh and milui. It has to go through both.
Even though his mother is
so what? Why should it have any bearing on his spiritual status? We're not talking about the legal status. Unless he was born, unless his mother, you know, was tevel while he was inside the mother's womb. But it's talking about he was born afterwards. Yeah. Talking about bnei shvachas. Talking about bnei shvachas. Dr. Ashi, what's so different about shvachas? The kivan, four lines on top. The kivan, the eitz Yisrael godly, they were raised in a Jewish house. But like gozru al yena mikatnusim. So when they were young, and they only know what you were taught. They were taught in a Jewish house, even though the mother was a shivcha, they definitely were taught all the right things. So we're not worried. An adult, we are. The fact is, they're a goy. We're part of the gzeda. So the Gemara, how the chayin tani, it seems that we're linking the two dinim together, bnei shvachas and bnei avodim. Araykun midrasim, the connection between bnei shvachas and goyim is only regarding the saliva. So the Gemara, what? It says Rashi, araykun midrasim, the first narrow line, hushvu bnei shvachas lavodim, hanikochim in ashuk, v'loi ayin, not when it comes to wine. Says the Gemara, honich lamadom atame, so we're comparing it to the tame. Elamadom atoy, if you want to toy, mayik lamayim amadach, and if an Eved, you're telling me that he's toy, that he is toy, his saliva, so surely bnei shvachas is toy. Bnei shvachas is always better. What's the Bracha tell you, bnei v'chein? Says the Gemara, if you would only told us avodim, we'd automatically know that bnei shvachas, their saliva is toy, if avodim is toy. And you want to introduce the idea of wine by a shivcha that katnas and mutas, and then start talking about shivcha when it comes to wine. Ma'ikal meimar says Igmara, no. Hokamash, all the v'chein comes to teach you. Avodim, to argue with Rav, that avodim dum yud bnei shvachis, faket, that avodim are like bnei shvachis, not like Rav. Ma bnei shvachis gedoyim udoyis in yayin esek, tanim bezayin esek. Af avodim na migdoyin esek, tanim einoyis in yayin esek. Tanim don't. Why do tanim make yayin esek? I don't agree with that because ktanim have no kavanah. If you remember, we learned yesterday machlekes Rav Nosson and others. If you have no Shimon, if you have no kavanah, it becomes yain nesach. Rav learned that even though you had no kavanah, it becomes yain nesach. Just that it's mutar b'hana. So Rav Nachman, I disagree. I hold like Rav Shimon that if you have no kavanah, there's no yain nesach. So this din that ktanim have no kavanah, no chiluk. Yeah, exactly. It's no chiluk. Goy, bnei avodim or bnei shvachas. La fukim ed Rav, who said Amar Rav Tini Gan Yemei Zayin Nezik Kamashlan Deloi. That's not so. Says Rashi Hakamashlan, but 10 lines to the bottom Hakamashlan Vaday Li Inyan Nezik Arvinu, that the Kvechein is referring to wine. Umi Ulav Li Inyan Ktanim, but Ktanim don't apply. There's no Yain Nezik Ktanim. La fukim ed Rav Eli Inyan Gdoylim. It's only regarding Gdoylim we say that the wine is Yain Nezik. They call Amar Oisin Yain Nezik. Vedavke Loi Tovu. Davke didn't go to Mikvah. Ava Mavlu Tovu Loi. Well, Afuke, now this part here, this last line is the Gemara before to Afuke of Nachman. Says Gemara, right? Who of them is a story? Now, Mechuzah, it happened in the city of Mechuzah. Also, Eivichom Agoy came along. Ayil Lechanusa Disroli entered a Jewish wine shop. Amalahu, he said to them, Istlechu Chamra Lezvuni, you got any wine to sell me? Amalei, they said, Loi, no. And the guy looked around the store, there was wine everywhere. But this Yid refused to sell to a guy, because he thought that the guy would use Havoy Nazar. He didn't want the guy to use his wine, like with the evil Siddur Mikshel. Yosef, Chamra Bedavol, there was wine sitting there in a pail, in a bucket. Shadi Beyodei, the guy put his hand in there, not to make Yain Nesach, to taste it and see whether this is like a, you know, colored water or this is wine. Shikshik Bayan, he stirred it, and then he tasted it. Omelo Hailav Chamru, what's it up? This is not wine. The Yid got so upset that the guy put his finger in the wine. What did he do? What did Yid the Chacham do? Shakle Heir Berishke, the Yid lost his cool. In his anger, he took that whole bucket of wine and he threw it in his big vat, or his big barrels. He did it himself. Shadye Ledona, he threw it into a barrel. As if to say, exactly. Not a very good salesman. And
to sweep the floor, yeah, they used to sprinkle wine on the sawdust.
But he was so angry, he wasn't thinking. And why did he do that? He did it to show the guy that's not for sale. It belongs to he said, you know, everything here is already sold or something. Rashi Shokli Hayisro Berishe, this four lines of the Bible, he took it in anger, Kalaim Aloich Tishtim Men, was trying to say, you cannot drink from this. So now, suddenly, when he calmed down, he realized what an idiot he was. He went to the Rabbanim to ask them what to do. Shadi Rav Elizvun, they asked Rav, Rav said, you're allowed to sell it. Drinking, forget it. Because the guy did it without kavana. Remember, this is without kavana. The guy had no intention of making Yain Nesach. He wanted the taste. But the fact is, I hold that, like Rav, that a guy without kavana makes it Yain Nesach, but it's mutabah no. So therefore, go ahead and sell it. Sell it to a guy. Iflig Alei Rav Huna... They argued no. They said that it's osim b'hana as well. Because they hold that without kavana, it's still not only osim drinking, it's even osim b'hana. You can't tell it. Nafki she put the rava v'sharu. So then the shayfer, remember we learned before a few days ago that each amoida had a shayfer, had these amoraim would run out and make declarations of the name. His shamashim. They ran out and mutav and nafki with the rava v'sharu. Sorry? Now, if you remember, we had a whole issue that once a chacham is matted, or asi nala come out against him. So Tosafot before answered, how do you explain the story that they happened at the same time? But Rashi, interesting here in the bottom, it seems clear to me that Rashi trying to answer this question.
Couldn't argue with him.
He wasn't there. So therefore, he was allowed to give an answer. But let's go back to Gemara. Let's see what happened. It's an interesting story here. Rav is the only Amoida we had in Shas many times where one day he made a psak and the next day he said, guys, what I told you yesterday was wrong and this is the right pshat. So he was the only one who was prepared to acknowledge that right pshat. And here we're going to see a minute that he won't. Which means if he came to the realization himself that he made a mistake, no problems with Amoida. If somebody else points out that you made a mistake, there your minister Sahar comes in, doesn't matter, even though you know the other guy's right, you're going to defend yourself. As we'll see right here.
You have two echshedim, and one says it's okay, and the other one says it's no good.
Exactly what happens. See what happens here.
But I couldn't imagine such a thing in Mitzvahs.
I don't know how to do it. The acid. So look at what I'm going to write. Ikle Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman. This Rav Huna who argued the Rav happened to come to Mechuzza. He once came to Mechuzza. Rashi says, La'achaz man. A long time later. In other words, he didn't deliberately make a B. Otherwise, he would have gone and debated him. Now Rava actually changed his mind. Shechzir Abaya. Abaya and Rava, you know, if Abaya, one Rava's argument is Mela. Aide Chuvah Sheheshla, through different responsible sources. I mean, the common. Akfen Nachmeni Shmaita, Nachmeni, which is a nickname for Abaya, threw at me all these sugis, umasnisin, umchuzu, mekaimisha Rava. This is Rava's city. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna came to visit. When Rava heard, and Rava already changed his mind. When Rava heard of Huna coming to town, Rava said, Rava Yochum Hishamish, Troik Goli, close the door. I'm right now so busy learning a sugi, preparing a shir. I don't want people, the nitrid, to come and bother me, hassle me. What he really wanted is to make sure Rav Huna is getting to the house. All the Gabe, Rav Huna somehow or other broke through the window, jumped through the chimney, he came in, somehow. He asked him a shayla, exactly the story, he knew, what do you think? Omle, Rava decided, said, you know what? Asr, I feel about no. Rava in the story said, Mutabahano, Yal sell to goy. But now when Rava answered Rav Huna, he said, Asr bahano. Says Rav Huna, yeah. I heard in your name that you said if the guy stirs it, in other words, it's not kavana. You said that that's Mutabahano, now you tell me it's Asr, so which one is it? So Ema, when I said, first of all, I heard you said, you, first of all, you, the words you used was, it does not make Yain Nesach. And now you tell me it's going to ask about that. He said, he didn't want to say, I changed my mind because of Abaya and everything's asked. He didn't want to humor Rav Huna. I guess he was upset Rav Huna for arguing with him. So he said to him, when I said now that it's not Yain Nesach, means the barrel, let's say, had 30 gallons, and this bucket of was only 1 gallon, I said he can sell the barrel for 29 gallons. Get money for 29, not for 30. Don't get money for that Yain Nesach, and that's all right. That's what I said. Now he's reinterpreting his words to fit in without having to be made that he was changed his mind. Rashi, Trey Goli, Sogun Hadel, closed door, Shemisiari, with Skid Rav Huna. Shaloye Kachvenu, Bahalachas, Adivna Machlikosim. Not to ask him a whole bunch of questions. Very hard to understand. Why don't you just tell him the truth? All Rav Huna, the Gabe, your boy, Mineke, Hagavni, asked him all these questions. Shitri Rucham, Begainu, Shayisrael, Shaloye Bekavona, if the goyim stirred the wine without any intention, Nisach, Levichom, my, what do you think the din is? Yeah. you allowed to sell to goy. So he said, I meant was the maid the have a. So in other words, that in the I meant to say he could sell everything, all the wine in the barrel, but except for the wine that was in the original bucket.
Me, Amri.
Sorry.
Is that what he actually?
That's what showing him. If what exactly is Rava changing his mind, or Rava is saying that's what I meant all along, and even that he changed his mind. He did, but that would have just Rav Huna didn't hear it.
How can you separate the?
No. He's saying you don't have enough. Drinking, you're not allowed to drink anyway. You don't have enough, my boy, Zorah. So you're not having enough, my boy, Zorah. Rashi, mi amrina my dinner bay the tzarich lahoylich dumb of the amelich the dmei shariyam chavim mutter. I said that he can enjoy the money that's in the barrel, but not the money of the gallon. Mashum kisufi kamarachik. Rashi, because of shame, I will eat kuli shari. So Rashi clearly says that's not what he meant in the beginning, but he was embarrassed
in front of
Rav Huna. Why would he be embarrassed? Anyway, he's embarrassed for Rav Huna, and therefore he made up a story, which is hard to understand. Yeah.
That means that they wouldn't hold that you're allowed to do that. They would say the whole thing is
asa. And even Rav now is made that the whole thing is asa. Because, you know, it's not buckling anything else, the whole thing is also. But he's trying to emphasize his words, then that wasn't so bad. Yeah. Back to Gemara. I say you can have anor from the Yainus itself? Never. On my Rava says Rava ki asoil Pumbedisa. When I came to Pumbedisa during this whole story, Akven Nachmeni Shmaita Nachmeni Abaye threw at me all of these different sugyas. First a whole bunch of dinim from stories. Umasnita and Brises, the osa that everyone seems to paskin that even Leibe Kavana, it is osa not only drinking but also osa in Hana. Shmaita, for example, Shmaita. What did Abaye throw at me? Which din? Which stories? There was a story to have been a doy. There was a story similar in a doy. Eva Aser, Shmuel and Shmuel Aser. The Tveri was a similar story. In Tveri, Eva Aser Rabbi Yechon. All these great Amoraim, Mefedish, Aser. Not only Beishtiya, they also Aser Banor, but Amnila, and others say Lefish Amnila. Sorry, I said to Abaye, you know why? Lefish ain't even a tayder. I said to Abaye this. This is a very important rule. That sometimes, even though api halacha, technically it's mutter, if you're living in a city of Amaratzim, you're not allowed to be mutter it. Because if you're going to be mutter it, they don't understand and they'll start equating other things. So where a mistake can happen, say it's asr. Even though api din, it's mutter. So the same thing over here. But Amali and Abaye said to me, Tveria, so what are you telling me? Tveria, Nehadoi, El Betayra, but Bechuzah, your city of Betayra. They're all Tabi the Chamim, so you can be Mekel. In fact, we had more than people Bechuzah would have shown him. The right from Nadoya was the capital of learning in Baba, Shmuel City. So these are the questions that he threw at me from Sugyas, and I didn't know what to answer. Then he threw me from a Braisa. We'll stop thinking tomorrow from the Braisa. Okay.